Moozy.com.
Welcome to Moozy.com, America's favorite free-to-play social casino, offering the fastest payouts around. With over 3,000 games at your fingertips, generous bonuses, and daily rewards, Moozy.com is the best. Play today at Moozy.com.
Moozy.com is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Moozy.com for more details.
Sign up today for an amazing welcome bonus at Moozy.com.
Moozy.com.
Divorce can leave you feeling isolated, like you're stuck on an island with no direction. But you don't have to go through it alone. At Hello Divorce, we guide you step by step, offering everything from legal advice to financial planning so you can find your way back to solid ground. Start your divorce journey with the support you need at HelloDivorce.com because you deserve a better path forward.
Calling all entrepreneurs. The 2025 Good Soil Forum, presented by Wells Fargo, hits Dallas June 12th through the 14th. This isn't just another conference. It's a game-changing experience designed to help you scale your business with access to capital, world-class mentorship, and powerful networking. Hear from icons like Oprah Winfrey, T.D. Jakes, John Hope Bryant, Jerry Lorenzo, and Pinky Cole Hayes. Space is limited, so don't wait. Register now at GoodSoilForum.com and use promo code IHEART to get $150 off all levels.
Remember when it was impossible to misplace the TV remote? Because you were the TV remote?
Fantasy Island. For you.
Remember when music sounded like this? Remember when social media was truly social?
Hey, John, how's it going today?
Good, man.
Well, this show is all about you.
Only the good die.
This is 50 Plus with Doug Pike. Helpful information on your finances, good health, and what to do for fun.
Know that only the good die young.
50 Plus, brought to you by the UT Health Houston Institute on Aging. Informed decisions for a healthier, happier life. And now, 50 Plus with Doug Pike.
All right, Friday, final day of the work week for most of us, but not, well, not this part of us. Well, it's the final one for Will. You're not coming in on this weekend, are you?
I am not.
Okay, well, good for you. Enjoy your time away. Try to enjoy it as much as I will enjoy being here tomorrow morning to talk to my outdoor show audience over on KBME about fishing and golf and hunting and skiing and backpacking and canoeing and kayaking and pretty much anything we can think of. There are some pretty good outdoor stories that I'll touch on tomorrow, too, that would possibly put this audience to sleep, but we'll have the outdoors audience leaning in pretty good. So it's still pretty cold, gonna stay that way a little bit longer. Officially, we're looking at cool but not cold by my definition. And if you don't know what that is, I reserve use of the word cold for temperatures of freezing or below. So 32 degrees or colder, I'll use the word cold. Otherwise, it's cool or chilly or, as my wife says, burr rabbit. I don't know where that came from, but she says it. Thanks to TexasIAQ.net for this forecast, by the way, because it's pretty good. Cleaner air is healthier air, which you're going to want probably clean air in your house to breathe over the weekend while it's raining outside and chilly. That's a bad combination. That's just miserable. As a former waterfowl guide out on the Katy Prairie, I can assure you that when it's raining and blowing sideways and about 40 or fewer degrees, nobody really wants to be out there. But some of these gung-ho guys who come down here from half the country away or even from over in Europe a few times, they were here and they were going. As long as there was no lightning crashing around us, we were going to be sitting out there in that mess. So anyway, slight chance of rain on Monday, and only slight. It's only a 10% chance on Monday, so I'm guessing we're going to tee it up on time. And then we head into an absolutely beautiful, mild week, lots of sunshine, temperatures in the low 70s. It's going to be good. Market news, thanks to Houston Gold Exchange. Everything I watched this morning was as red as Texas. The big four indicators were down. Oil was down almost a buck and a half. And even gold was down a few bucks. On the plus side for everybody, though, our government spending is about to be reined in like it's never been reined in before. And that's going to free up money for every one of us as we kind of keep digging our way out of the deep hole that was dug for us the past 4 years. What a mess. What an absolute mess. I want to go to, I don't want to go to this big long story just yet about Jasmine Crockett. I'll hold that. I will hold that for a minute and maybe do that in segment three, because in segment two coming up, we're going to talk again. And I do this again so close to the previous time we talked about the subject, because it's important and it bears mention pretty often. It really does. And I'm going to get somebody else's opinion on how caregivers can take care of themselves and the people they're caring for without anybody burning out or just losing their minds. The quick one on the way out, the world's first all-timber wind turbine blades. Windmill blades. These things are giant. The big ones, not just something you're going to put in your backyard, not something you need to pull a little water out of the ground to feed to water the cattle out in the back part of your 20,000-acre ranch. No, wind turbine blades, the big ones. They're being built in Germany, and they're in production full-time. They're going after it now after lengthy testing. Going to be up and running in India and Europe very shortly, I would imagine. And guess what? Guess what they are that the carbon fiber blades are not? They are cheaper. They are recyclable. They are fire-resistant, and they are stronger than carbon fiber. And somewhere in a few dozen really fancy places around the world, maybe at a yacht club or two, maybe at some really high dollar golf clubs, the world's fanciest restaurants and hotels, that's where you're going to find, I don't know, a few dozen really, really wealthy people who are glad they made their money on carbon fiber windmill blades before the people who bought all of those things that have to be buried in landfills and are horrible for the environment, before the people who were buying those things for millions and billions of dollars found out there was another way, a better way, an environmentally favorable way. But never mind that. Somebody had to get rich. Guess what today is, Will?
What's today?
Happy Language Day. Can you tell me now, do you want to go with native speakers or do you want to go with total speakers? The most spoken languages in the world, the most native speakers speak what? Oh, this is so messed up. They made this really bad.
What?
You know what it says? It says Chinese. Chinese is not a language. Those people, I didn't really study this before I printed it, but there's Mandarin, and what's the other one? Forgive me.
Cantonese.
Cantonese. They got it wrong, so to heck with them. And that is, with total speakers now, what language is most spoken by the most people? Not just native speakers, but by the most people. It's an easy one. Just go with your gut, Will.
2 billion.
No, not how many. Not China, not Cantonese or Mandarin. What is the language that is has the most total speakers?
Oh. English.
Yes. How many?
2 billion.
That's too many. It's actually, you're close. I'll give you credit for that. It's 1.5 billion. That's a lot of people with whom you and I could communicate. If only we had some medium through which we could communicate on a broad scale. Oh, wait. We're doing that now, aren't we, Will? I'm pretty confident there's not 1.5 billion people listening, though. But if they were, they could understand us, right? All right. If you've got an enlarged non-cancerous prostate, understand this. A Late Health, with its vascular procedures performed around town every day, can alleviate the symptoms of that nasty old thing. You're going to start if you haven't already, there's a pretty good chance you might start experiencing symptoms around 50, 55, somewhere in there, maybe 60, and the numbers go up with age. But at a Late Health, you can have that problem resolved through process called prostate artery embolization. They go in, they find the artery that's feeding that thing and causing you all those issues, and they plug it up. They plug it up. No more blood gets to that prostate, and without oxygenated blood, it starts to shrink and shrivel and just die and go away. And along with it go all those symptoms. They can help also with some forms of head pain. They can help with ugly veins. If you don't like the way they look on the back of your legs or wherever they are, they can help with fibroids in women and many, many other things they do through vascular procedures at Elate Health. Get on the phone, go see what they can do for you, most of which is covered by Medicare and Medicaid, and all of which is done in their clinics. No hospital visits, all that worrisome stuff where you might go home with something you didn't drag in there. No, no, no. Regenerative medicine, too, for people who have chronic pain. That's really important these days. Man, if you're in chronic pain, you don't want to be, and there aren't that many options. But fortunately, sometimes they can be taken care of with regenerative medicine, and they do that at Elate Health. Give them a call. Have a little consultation. See what they can do for you. 713-588-3888. 713-588-3888.
Welcome to Moozy.com, America's favorite free-to-play social casino, offering the fastest payouts around. With over 3,000 games at your fingertips, generous bonuses, and daily rewards, Moozy.com is the best. Play today at Moozy.com.
Moozy.com is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Moozy.com for more details.
Sign up today for an amazing welcome bonus at Moozy.com.
Moozy.com.
Aged to perfection. This is 50 Plus with Doug Pike.
Welcome back on this Friday afternoon. 50 Plus on AM 950 KPRC. On this chilly Friday afternoon. I promise it'll be better. It will. Maybe not over the weekend, but next week looks really nice. We'll talk in this segment about something we've covered here before many times over the 10 years we've done this program, as a matter of fact, but I feel like it kind of can never be covered enough so far as I'm concerned, and that's the importance of caregivers getting the help they need to avoid burnout, which sometimes lead to that caregiver ended up needing a third person to give them a little break. So to help me, I'm going to bring on Dr. Moeen Aboudabra, who specializes in patients with multiple chronic conditions, especially within the geriatric, vulnerable, and disparate populations. Welcome to 50 Plus, Doctor.
Great to be with you, Doug. Thank you.
I appreciate your time. I really do. So sooner or later, most of us, if we don't die suddenly, are going to need increasing levels of care. And that care, in many cases, is going to come from a family member who probably really didn't dream of being in that role. For someone who's just been thrust into that position or maybe sees it on the horizon for themselves, what's the best first piece of advice you'd give them?
Well, it's really important to recognize that caregiving is a task, is a major task on its own. So one have to understand that they need to assess what is their own capacity or own ability to take on this work. What are the things that are involved in it, and what are the resources that they have within and around them? So those are three important things to recognize.
Yeah, and I think as you go through that, it's important also to let these people know they're certainly not alone, and that there are, just like I know you can tell me about, there are networks of other people they can join where caregivers are going to help each other through this process, right?
Correct. It's really helpful to lean in and understand who is around you and what resources are available to you. So if you have family members, if you have friends, neighbors, your community, be specific in asking them what you would like help with. Ask for some help, some break. Also for those around caregivers, check in emotionally. Be available to them when they need a little respite. Sometimes we think that those who are providing care need a lot of support. Sometimes just the smallest thing can make all the difference. the availability of resources in the community is really crucial. There are so many free or low-cost resources that can be available. As you said, there are networks out there and institutions that offer that, like AARP, Alzheimer's Association, the Family Caregiver Alliance, many resources that are available that we can reach out to.
I really like what you said about being specific as well. So it would be the difference, and I can see it when I say it, or I can hear it when I say it. I need help, or I need somebody who could take my father to the doctor on Thursday at 2. Those are two very different things, aren't they?
Indeed. It is really important to be specific. And also, that goes both ways. For the person who is needing help and for those who are offering help,
yeah.
You can say, how about I can bring you dinner on Tuesday, or I can give you 30 minutes break on that day so you can go out and do what you need to do. So that's really helpful.
Yeah, it would be to somebody who's been doing this a long time and is really close to burnout. Those 30 minutes could mean an awful lot. And the responsibility just gets larger, and as the patient becomes less self-sufficient, that additional burden is going to take a toll. What are some early signs that a caregiver could watch for in himself or herself, or maybe that somebody could watch for in the person who's doing the caregiving, that they're really close to the tipping point?
That is a crucial thing to recognize. Burnout creeps in slowly. So if you're constantly feeling exhausted, irritable, struggling to sleep, or losing patience easily, those are some warning signs. Some caregivers develop heightened sense of even cynicism. And the worst and most concerning is when they start having thoughts of even harming themselves. So those are really important signs to recognize.
I hadn't even thought of it going that far, but I could see how someone could get that way. If they just felt so overwhelmed and couldn't find any help anywhere, there wouldn't be a whole lot of easy exits, would there? Golly, that's so bad. Dr. Moin Abu-Dabra on 50 Plus here. Before that hits, are there any time-saving or sanity-saving tips you can offer specifically to keep these caregivers from stepping across that line?
Yeah. We feel overwhelmed when we are in that role. So it's important to take a step back and think about small things, small changes. You know, think like micro breaks. Just 1 minute counts. So use it, don't lose it. Take those small breaks, deep breathing, step outside, take a walk, call a friend, watch something funny, whatever brings you joy in that moment. So that's number one, micro breaks. Number two, share the load, as we talked earlier. Mm-hmm. Reach out to family and friends and neighbors. Be kind to yourself. Really, self-compassion is crucial. Cultivate resilience, the things that help you to stand up when you are down. Be it feeling, you know, mindfulness, acceptance, self-compassion, faith practices, humor, curiosity, whatever helps you really. So those can be helpful thing. And do the things that you have already done in the past that can be helpful to you, whatever they are. Some people thrive on journaling, listening to music, playing with animals. So really lean in to those things.
Before we run out of time, Doctor, I wanted to, and I didn't point it out in the last interview I did on this, the rest of the family sitting out of town somewhere, maybe even out of state, they can't be there, but they could sure send a few bucks so you could hire somebody to take a break, right?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Caregiving is taxing financially. So sometimes that way of helping can make all the difference. It can help people take care of any needs, medications, food, hiring someone to help them. So that's very important.
I appreciate this. Dr. Moin Abu-Dabra, thank you so much. It's a really important topic, especially for the young people in this audience who listen for their parents and maybe see some of this coming on the horizon. This is really good advice. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. All right. Sadly, we have to take another little break here right now. I could have gone on for an hour talking about that. I really could. It's so important, and it's so stressful to the people who have to do it. It really is. I understand it. Believe me, I do. UT Health's Institute on Aging. I would bet there are resources there that could help someone who needs a little help with figuring out how to be a good caregiver and not burn out. It's an amazing collaborative of providers, the Institute on Aging is, who have all received training in addition to what it took them to get out of school. They've gotten more help, more education on how to apply the knowledge they learned in that school, wherever it was, to seniors. Their specific field as it applies to us, whether that's ophthalmology, whether it's GI, whether it's cardiology, neurology, anyology. If they are part of the Institute on Aging, they have gone and gotten that extra information that helps them dial into us and help us get better when we've got something that's broken or even slightly damaged and we don't want it to get worse. You go to the website, uth.edu/aging, and you start looking around and you'll find crazy amounts of resource, crazy amounts of information that will help you solve whatever's bothering you. uth.edu/aging, uth.edu/aging.
Yeah, they sure don't make them like they used to. That's why every few months we wash him, check his fluids, and spray on a fresh coat of wax. This is 50 Plus with Doug Pike.
Boom, 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 boom. Here we go. Third segment starts right now, 12:35. On AM 950 KPRC, you're listening to 50 Plus. Thank you very much for doing so. Back to the first segment when I mentioned Jasmine Crockett, the Texas Democrat representative, who very recently, while she was on The View, which to me is like watching a bunch of third graders try to explain how to build a house. She insulted on that program the majority of Americans, the ones who voted for President Trump when she was there. Representative Crockett, when asked what she thought of the nation's overwhelming support for our president, well, she said this, quote, "We've got to do better at education. People don't understand," end quote. Actually, Representative Crockett, when asked it by me, I would have to say you're the one who doesn't understand, because it is we who understood perfectly, even before it happened, that the former president and every person on his team were doing their level best to dismantle this country one brick at a time and throw those bricks off a bridge as fast as they could. And if President Trump and his team hadn't been elected, honestly, I think that likely would have spelled the end for the land of the free and the home of the brave. The reason Democrats are screaming and claiming that President Trump is so bad is because they know he's about to expose every single one of them for the crooked sticks that they are. Every time I turn around, I see a story about a Democratic politician who came into Congress worth $500,000 or so, if that, worked there, worked for, what, 6, 8 years or 10 years for us, at roughly, well, current salary, and it has been for a few years, $174,000 a year. And then somehow they blink a few times and they're worth $8, $10, $15 million. How does that happen? We're about to find out. We are about to find out. Will, let's do this. Let's go back and forth between the big stories and the little stories, and I'll come to you and let you choose between unsolved mysteries, find a new phrase, or they all do it just in different ways.
Find a new phrase.
Somebody asked, and you can jump in on this if you have one. What statement makes you roll your eyes immediately? And these are mostly work-related things. You got anything?
Yeah, we are a family.
Yeah, that should have been on the list. Maybe it's a little lower down. The term alpha male is one that bothers people. It's an eye roller. I've done my research.
Yep.
You know, that just means I don't care what you think. I'm just going to tell you what I think, and I think I'm right because I, after all, did my research, and I don't think you did. That's kind of that. And there's a similar one, the phrase my truth. Well, my truth is this. And that just tells me right there that you're not even interested in facts. That's just your truth. That's what you believe. That's a fairy tale. Am I right?
Yeah.
Were you listening?
Kind of.
Kind of. Focus, Will. Focus, man. You got something shiny over there distracting you?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I got a crossword puzzle.
Oh, my God, Will.
I'm keeping my brain active, Doug.
Just because I've dominated you in Wordle this week, don't be upset.
All right, well, we tied today.
We did tie today. That was an interesting word, an interesting day.
It was an off week for me.
Okay, one. Oh, no, wait. I promised to go from back and forth from big ones to little ones. And let's see. Virginia, Will, or California?
Virginia.
From Virginia, by way of Fox News television, comes a story of a woman whose little girl and other little girls. Did I talk about this yesterday?
I don't know.
I feel like I did. Oh, no, I may have. I think I told my wife last night, but we didn't get to it yesterday, maybe. But anyway, it's worth it again, because this mom, after swim lessons at a high school, I believe it was at a high school pool with a high school locker rooms and all that stuff, she and all the other moms walk into the girls' locker room with their little girls who have been practicing their swimming and trying to get them changed and get them on the way home. And they're standing in the middle of the locker room as a grown man with no clothes on. Naked man standing right there in the middle of the locker room. I identify as a woman. That's what he says. And he sticks around and he hangs around and he makes everybody uncomfortable. And lo and behold, when they report it, and the police come out and do a little investigation, and a little while, not that day, but later on, they arrest this guy because he's also a registered sex offender. And he's taken this I identify as a woman thing to gain access to little girls, I guess probably to grown women, wherever he wants to be. But he can stand around buck naked and everybody was scared to say anything to him. Well, as it turns out, not only was he there, he went to other places and did that after that incident. And he had already been arrested for it, I think, once before, not that long ago. But the left says it's okay. It's okay for those people to be in those locker rooms. The way they identify is where they should be. And I have to disagree. I have to disagree. He was arrested earlier this year for doing the same thing. Public school district that allowed this to happen, get this, they have no intention of changing the rules based on the statement they put out. According to Arlington Public Schools, quote, will continue to foster an inclusive community for all, including those who identify as members of the LGBTQ+ community, end quote. So they don't care that a grown man is standing in a locker room with little girls. And that just can't work out well. When they got out of that room and back in the car on the way home, the mom who was interviewed said she and her daughter kind of looked at each other, and the mom asked the daughter if she wanted to talk about what happened. And her daughter could only say this, "I can't stop seeing it." That's disgusting that's the image that's in that little girl's head after going and trying to enjoy a swim lesson and having to go back to the same place to enjoy swim lessons again. Well, she doesn't have to. Her mom gave her that option, too. Look, if you don't want to go back, we won't go back. And I'd be willing to bet you that some of those people, they won't go back because they know better. It just can't happen anymore. Same with transgender athletes in sports. These guys they're not only stealing trophies in locker rooms, in this case at least. The grown-up guy was in there only to please himself and to steal these little girls' innocence. And that really irks me. And I'm out of time for this segment, sadly, boy. And it probably best because I don't really like any of that at all. I'll tell you what, we'll take a little break here. We'll come back and wrap it up for the week. I'll give you a little tease on what's going on tomorrow in the outdoors world. And then we'll we'll have a little more fun with Will if I can get him off that crossword puzzle. More of
50.com.
Welcome to Moozy.com, America's favorite free-to-play social casino, offering the fastest payouts around. With over 3,000 games at your fingertips, generous bonuses, and daily rewards, Moozy.com is the best. Play today at Moozy.com.
Moozy.com is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Moozy.com for more details.
Sign up today for an amazing welcome bonus at Moozy.com.
Moozy.com.
50 Plus coming up after this.
What's life without a nap?
I suggest you go to bed and sleep it off.
Just wait until the show's over, sleepy. Back to Doug Pike as 50 Plus continues.
All right, fourth and final segment starts right now. We've got, 9 minutes, Will? That's pretty good, huh? We get back early because I didn't have a long-winded yappity-yappity-yappity live spot.
Is that yes. It?
Well, that's good then. I'm going to take advantage of this time because the back to. Hang on, I'll make a little note here. There we go. This is something I saw quite a while back, actually, on Facebook when Congresswoman AOC whined about her entire generation coming of age in this country and never experiencing American prosperity. Really? AOC? What? What can we not do? What can we not achieve that's so common anywhere else in the world? Americans are we're free to move about the country whenever and wherever we want to go. We're free to go to school or not go to school, free to do whatever job we want to do to earn a living. We're free to make our own decisions about where we live, how we dress, how we spend our money. Free to sit in a coffee shop and write screenplays or walk through a park and soak up sunshine or sit on the couch and watch 200 channels of television or scroll through social media. Free to do everything or do nothing in a nation where we're all seen by the rest of the world as pretty darn prosperous. You got honest, hardworking people from other countries who forfeit everything they've got to get into this country, even if they're penniless when they get here, and start over knowing that if they work, they can achieve and they can be successful as well. And as the guy who wrote that post a long time ago noted, we don't lack for prosperity. We're just overloaded at present with ungratefulness and entitlement from a bunch of whiners who can't change a light bulb. Our country, everything it provides us, is taken for granted, really, by people who've never known any other way. They don't know what they don't have. But if they would travel around the world somehow and get dropped into places where there is real poverty, where there is real suffering, just generational suffering, they might change their tune just a little bit. They want more. These people do. They want more, but they can't even tell you what more looks like, let alone where to get it or how much it's going to cost. What that bunch wants, the AOCs of the world, they don't want prosperity. What they've already got that, just don't realize it. What they really want is attention. They just want attention, and that's kind of why she has to jump in front of a microphone every now and then and yappity-yap. Speaking of AOC, Tom Homan launched an investigation into her and her webinar that she offered up for illegal immigrants, which outlined resistance tactics that those people could use to either delay or impede their apprehension and or deportation. AOC, if nothing else, she might wind up getting the plug pulled on federal money currently propping up that New York City empty wallet that's been, well, you know, who else got on her or got on New York is Pam Bondi. Pam Bondi jumped right in and said, you know what? Here we go. We're going to kind of come after you. Where is that little piece of paper I had here? Pam Bondi filed charges against the state of New York, against its governor, against Letitia James, and against, I can't remember the man's name, and I'm looking for it here. I know I have it in my notes. There it is. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced in her first official press conference that the department has filed charges against the state, Kathy Hochul, its governor, state attorney general Letitia James, and this guy Mark Schroeder, commissioner of the New York DMV. I don't know how he's involved, allegedly. I don't know what got him dragged into this, but maybe he just, I don't know, but that's what's out there. According to Bondi said this, and I quote, "This is a new DOJ, and we are taking steps to protect Americans. New York has chosen to prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens. It stops today. As you know, we sued Illinois, and New York didn't listen. So now you're next." And I would not be happy if I were on the wrong side of Pam Bondi. She seems like a go-getter and someone who is not going to stop until we figure out what's going on with all of this. All right, Will, back to you. What could go wrong? Nothing else to work on, or hen party?
Let's do...
still on the crossword, Will?
No, I finished that one. Let's do... What was the second one? Nothing else to worry about?
No, nothing else to work on, Will.
Okay.
You want to do that one?
Yeah.
California lawmaker is proposing to... He's using taxpayer time. The taxpayers of California... have him in Sacramento to do a job. And part of his job, he has determined, is to introduce a proposal to make Bigfoot the state's official mythical creature. He is going to, at some point, want to vote on that. I don't know. I could probably think of about 100 things. Some pretty hot topics that might be more important than making Bigfoot their official mythical creature. You got, how about you worry about taking care of wildfires? How about you start using good forestry practices? How about you stop, I don't know, stop being California? Good Lord, they have a horrible homelessness crisis out there as well. I was reading about that this morning. Just staggering number of homeless people. I think it was the number was roughly 8 times as many homeless people in California as there are in Texas. About 8 times as many. And they don't do anything about it. And the reason for that is because there's no money in getting those people off the streets and getting them started up again. The grant money, the big dollars come from trying to solve the homelessness problem without addressing alcoholism, without addressing drug abuse, and without addressing mental illness. And until you decide to focus on the problem and not the result of the problem, they're not going to get anywhere with that. How can they, really? There's nowhere to go with that. Oh, mercy sakes. Well, one more, I think, will get us out of here. Let's see. I want a good one, too. So I'm going to give you lowballing and crossing their fingers, hen party, or look at me, I'm so pretty.
The lowballing.
What do you think that might be about? There's a story in the news that if you think for just a minute, you might get it.
I don't know.
Ding!
What is it?
76 passengers from the Delta flight that crashed and flipped up in Toronto are being offered $30,000 apiece, which means that would be a $2.3 million more or less payout for Delta. Do they take them? Would you take the money, Will, or would you say, I don't know? Or would you join the eventual class action suit that you know is coming?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think
give me the money. Yeah, we got honestly, 10 seconds.
That's it? Okay. Well, I would, yeah, if I wasn't really hurt, I might. I'm not that way. All right, we'll see you tomorrow on KBME at 7 o'clock. We will see you back here Tuesday at noon. Thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Adios.
Moosey.com.
Welcome to Moosey.com, America's favorite free-to-play social casino, offering the fastest payouts around. With over 3,000 games at your fingertips, generous bonuses, and daily rewards, Moosey.com is the best. Play today at Moozi.com.
Moosey.com is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Moosey.com for more details.
Sign up today for an amazing welcome bonus at Moozi.com.
Moosey.com.
Divorce can leave you feeling isolated, like you're stuck on an island with no direction. But you don't have to go through it alone. At Hello Divorce, we guide you step by step, offering everything from legal advice to financial planning so you can find your way back to solid ground. Start your divorce journey with the support you need at HelloDivorce.com because you deserve a better path forward.
Calling all entrepreneurs, the 2025 Good Soil Forum presented by Wells Fargo hits Dallas June 12th through the 14th. This isn't just another conference. It's a game-changing experience designed to help you scale your business with access to capital, world-class mentorship, and powerful networking. Hear from icons like Oprah Winfrey, T.D. Jakes, John Hope Bryant, Jerry Lorenzo, and Pinky Cole Hayes. Space is limited, so don't wait. Register now at GoodSoilForum.com and use promo code IHEART to get $150 off all levels.